Hi, I'm Vince DiPaola, senior pastor of Lakeshore Community Church in Rochester, New York, your radio pastor for the day. If you're like me, you need a lot of help. If you ask my wife, she would say, I need more help than I think I really need. And just kidding, my wife's an amazing person. Or people who know me, they say, Vince, you need a lot of help. But the truth is, we all need a lot of help. And the great news is that God offers help. In fact, it's one of the names that the scriptures give to the Holy Spirit, the Helper. And when life is uncertain, one of the things you could be certain on is this: the Holy Spirit is our helper. I want to look at Romans chapter 8, verse 18, and then 22 to 27. Romans 8, 18, where Paul says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectations for the sons of God, which I think are Christians, to be revealed. And then he goes on to say in verse 22, we know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, in other words, we are given the Holy Spirit as Christians in this age, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait patiently. And here's the punchline. Here's the power part of this section. In the same way, the Spirit, and many translations capitalize the Spirit, so it refers to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. How does the Holy Spirit help us? We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Holy Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Whenever you're weak, the Holy Spirit can help you with your weakness. Not only help you with your weakness, he can help you know how to pray. Sometimes I'm in situations where I need so much help, or I'm so weak, or both, I don't know how to pray. And I say, Oh, Lord. And he interprets my And he interprets that. He knows what I need. The Bible says, the text that we just read says he intercedes for us. What does it intercede? It means it's a go-between. The Holy Spirit, like Jesus Christ, is the mediator between God and man. The Holy Spirit is the interceder between God and man. He intercedes. He helps bring our prayers to God, who can in turn help us through the agency of the Holy Spirit. He's our only hope when the world falls apart, because the world is falling apart right in front of our eyes. It doesn't matter what happens in this election or what happens here or there. The world stage is being set for the return of the Lord and for his church. And as the world falls away, we have to remember that the Holy Spirit is our helper, individually and globally. He's there to help you. I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know how much help you need. I don't know if you need as much help as I do. I don't know if you just have weaknesses that you wish you were stronger, and the Holy Spirit is our helper. He's our advocate. He's our paraclete. He's our counselor. He's our comforter. Those are just some of the synonyms used for the Holy Spirit in the Bible. But sometimes when I'm weak and I need help, I want to know the Holy Spirit is my helper. Is he your helper? Will you let the Holy Spirit help you? How do you do that, Vince? Number one, you just yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5, 18, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled or yielded to the Holy Spirit. By the way, that's not a one-time event. It's a participle in the grammar of it, meaning keep being filled with the Holy Spirit. So keep yielding to the Holy Spirit. And number two, lay your request before God through the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, I pray and lay your weakness, your needs of help before him, and he will help you, because the Holy Spirit's your helper. When life is uncertain, be certain of this: the Holy Spirit will help you if you seek hard after him. I hope that helps you today. And I'm Vince DiPaola, the senior pastor of Lakeshore Community Church in Rochester, New York, your radio pastor for the day.